up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Also brought to you by Mount Zion Baptist Church and Nashville State Community College. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. It is 411 Shows, Women at the Cross, Palm Sunday broadcast. I'm going to reset the table for you in case you're just finding us on the dial. Guest pastors are Reverend Dr. Geneva Hall of the Good News Fellowship Church. And, they get their applause already before 8:30? Okay. And Reverend Dr. Erica Barr of Life Church International. And I am so happy to have both of these distinguished women of the cross here on the broadcast today. And Reverend Dr. Hall, what you were sharing, I think every time I do this broadcast on this subject, I hear similar stories to what you just described a few minutes ago. And knowing that is the case, Dr. Barr, can you share your experience when you first stepped into the ministry realm?
Thank you. And Dr. Hall, my prayers are with you during this, and I'm glad we met now. I wish you would have met years ago, because I certainly would have walked with you during this in prayer and with camaraderie as well in ministry. And as you said, lady, you're welcome, Lady K, that, you know, it is, unfortunately, there is still a stigma with women in ministry. I don't pay much attention to it, though. I have both of us, it seems like, Dr. Hall as well, had a very gracious and liberal husband, spouse, that understood the importance and significance of our value in ministry and how important it is for the body to function wholly with women in ministry as well. So there wasn't a lot of, even though there may have been outside kickback, it really didn't affect me much because, first of all, we came from street ministry, so you have to be extremely resilient. And you have to let those issues kind of roll off you like water off a duck's back. I understand, you know, that there's people that have what we call biases, and those run in religion probably more so than even in the general population. So my focus has always been on what my assignment was, what God has me to do. And if that's co-laboring, if that's leading, I don't really have a problem with any capacity. And I understand the different nuances that I am introduced to. I mean, that's even in the ministry, as well as politically, as well as even in our business. Mm-hmm. You know, we run where people rather would do business with a male than with a female, and then opposites. People rather do business sometimes with a female. So those are all people's own personal biases. Yeah. But I understand that God, no matter where God puts you, it is God's responsibility to do what he needs to do with you. Mm-hmm. And so with that understanding, I'm so comfortable, especially at this age, at this weight, at everything, I'm so comfortable in my skin. I'm so comfortable that it doesn't affect me like it probably would have younger, in my younger day. In my younger day, my husband was very much, and he still is, a covering for me. And so no one would dare. If they did have an issue, they had to deal with, you know, my great covering, who still is amazing with that. So he helped bring such a peace around me, and I was so comfortable in what, just being who I am. And I think that's one of the things that, as we as a church, we're evolving to, that it's really not. And unfortunately, you know, being the society we are, we're very prone to following that which is more palatable. Not that God is telling us to do it. It's just sometimes we do it out of tradition and we do it out of bias. So unfortunately, when Dr. Hall passed away, that, you know, most of those people that were following him left as well. And Jesus had that same issue, though, because he had followers and he had the. And so what I've learned in ministry is that there are those that will come that will only follow you for the fishes and the loaves, in other words, what they can get from that ministry or from you. And then there are those that are disciples, and those are disciples are those that understand, I'm a student of this ministry, I am birthing out of this ministry, and I am connected. And so when it's like Dr. Hall has a degree, that degree is will follow her for the rest of her life, as mine. Mm-hmm. And that's student of that particular university, and she was a student of that educational system, it will never leave her. It will always follow her. And that's the same thing with us in ministry. There were those that were a part of the ministry that were followers. And Jesus even told his disciples at that point, he said, send them away, because they're only following me for the fishes and the loaves. So he had to make ministry decisions as such that people are only, they're not committed. They're not, right. They're just there what they can get. So unfortunately, that's a part of ministry anywhere. And when times as difficult as the loss of a leader happens, that's when, you know, the stuff hits the fan. Yeah. You really see the followers versus even Jesus left. You know, the disciples who were, you know, as I'm going to go straight, were Ace Boon Coon, all of a sudden they were nowhere to be seen. And it was the women.
Yeah. That's right.
Up and said, we're here as disciples. We met Jesus, we followed Jesus, we were there through the whole interim of it. And so that's why I'm so glad that you provide this platform for us to be reminded of the significance of not just women, but the entire body of Christ. Amen. No one is less than.
Well, he has place for us to do different tasks, and you know, for we all are welcome in the kingdom, and you know, and but to exclude women, and that is, you know, a lot of times one of the, and I thank, you know, the Heavenly Father for just putting this in my head a long time ago. I said, you know, all these sermons I done heard, and all these preachers, I never understood the fact that you would have never known a woman had anything to do with it or was there or significance, because that was not popularly preached or taught. And so, therefore, I saw a lot of in interviews and just people wondering and, you know, not feeling that they were worthy or welcome to be in a ministerial or even pastoral role. And I'm like, well, wait a hold up, we serving Jesus, and these women were there and y'all was running and gone. So, you know, that's why, to be perfectly honest, ladies, that's why I started this a long time ago on the show, and the 411 show is in its 20th year. So we've been talking at the Women at the Cross for much of that 20 years. And I must say that this is the first time I have talked to two women of faith who's co-pastored or was in the capacity that both of you all are in, Dr. Barr and Dr. Hall, because your husband, your former husband, Dr. Hall, they saw you in that role, and you mentioned the dual role when you moved into a different area. Can you speak to me, Dr. Hall, about some of the women and in Jesus' ministry and work that were could have been an inspiring person of God to you and in your times?
Yes, you know, I think that it would help a lot of people. First, I want to correct if I made it seem that I don't have tough skin, so to speak, because I was trained properly, you know, under my husband, And he was my covering too, and he made sure of that. And you know, and I've always said, because I know that I had to carry on.
Yes.
You know, right after, you know, he passed, you know, I was, you know, in the pulpit. He told me from the hospital, go do what you need to do. Take over.
Mm.
And so, and that's what I did. Mm. Even though it was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're mourning and having to, you have to go forward. But that's a part of life.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm on Zoom with a group of bishops from all over, and we have come over and we pray on Tuesday night. We preach, you know, but kind of. And that's very encouraging. But I've always said to everybody, I said to the congregation,
yeah,
that I don't know how to quit. That's the kind of person I am. Mm. I don't know how to quit. So I'm here for the long run. As long as God has me here, I will always do his work.
Mm-hmm.
I had a person to say, asked me, was I going to record? So I know it's hard. Are you going to retire?
Mm-hmm.
No. My answer was no, I'm not. And that was a woman that asked me that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm not going to retire
mm-hmm.
unless God tells me to.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't told me, and I'm going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep on running for the Lord.
Yes.
And as you were saying about women in the ministry, I think things would have been different if these women at the cross had even been recognized,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and sermons preached on there. So we, since they have not been preached,
mm-hmm.
I feel we as a women, we must preach these sermons,
right,
so that people won't be going and making a statement like there, women are not called.
Right.
Because, and I think it's simply because, and I know when we do what God is leading us to do,
mm-hmm.
you're going to preach sermons even if you don't want to. If God puts a sermon on your heart, you have to preach it.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and let people, we ought to make people aware
yeah.
of what's in this word of
yes,
God.
Yes, yeah.
And so, and that's my thing. I'm going to preach. I'm not trying to, you know, sometimes God may tell me to teach. And other times, and you know, I'll try to teach and getting in as a bishop told me the other night, I was preaching on Zoom, and he said, it was one of my fellow, we both went to American Baptist
uh-huh.
at one time, and they have this expression. He said, tonight, doctor, I want you to, I know you're going to pull it. I said, no, I'm going to teach. And by the end of it, you know, I was not teaching, I was preaching.
Yes.
But you got to get your message over before you yes. start, as they say, pulling.
Yes.
You got to, they have to remember stuff that,
yes, ma'am.
That the word said.
Yes, yes.
Because his word going to stand. Heaven and earth may pass away, but yes. the word of God is yes. going to stand.
Yeah, and I would say, as you're bringing that subject up, that was one of the reasons why I, a talk show host, a radio person,
yes.
brought this up in the having a special broadcast on this subject, because it was to me, I wasn't hearing it, and I'm not a preacher, I'm just a regular
right.
citizen Christian. I love Jesus, and I wasn't hearing it. I'm like, why? So it made me want to research more and find out more about, and it just helped my self-esteem, me personally, and know that,
yeah.
that there's a place in the God's kingdom and in his work for even people like me. So that's why, you know, what you just said, it equals the reason why I did this, because it was important. I wasn't getting it. And I'm not blaming anybody or anything
right.
like that, but I'm just saying, you know, I address what I see. And, you know,
right.
Sunday is my, you know, this Sunday broadcasts are, you know, I know the community of faith listening. I know y'all are.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing that that's the case, I have to talk about things that are absolutely relevant to the community of faith. Because Nashville got so many churches. And, oh, Lord, y'all know it's a church on every corner here. And
that's right.
I have to address things, you know, that I love Jesus just like the next person that does. But if I'm not getting fed on it, I want to have a special broadcast. This is what I do. And where right. you all can address this, because you don't know who you're going to strengthen by hearing your words and what you're saying. To the community, and I'm just tickled to death to have both of you all with me today. And when we come back from the break, Dr. Barr, I want you to specifically mention some of the things that the various women did to help Jesus and, you know, supplement his work. And, there's a couple of them I specifically know that you address, and because their role is so important that it's overlooked. So we're going to talk about that, and I want to hear your comments on that as well, Dr. Hall. And this is the annual 401 Shows Women at the Cross Palm Sunday broadcast. And every time we get to the top of the hour at 9 o'clock, I'm like, we never have enough time. Because there's so much to cover, you know. And when you have two powerhouse passes on, you can't help it. I mean, y'all, so turn the radios up, Nashville. And if you're listening online at WFSKFM.org, turn it up. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
The month of April is WFSK's Spring Fun Drive. Show some appreciation for WFSK this month and make a tax-deductible birthday bucks donation of at least $49. That's only $1 per year for each of our 49 years of service to Nashville. Make your WFSK birthday bucks donation online at WFSKFM.org or call 615-329-8754. Come on, say happy birthday to WFSK with your birthday bucks contribution today. What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you in part by Mount Zion Baptist Church.
Mount Zion Baptist Church, Nashville, celebrates the 30th pastoral anniversary of Bishop Joseph W. Walker III for 30 years of leadership, love, and legacy. Celebrate with us in person or virtually via YouTube or Facebook Sunday, April 10th at 11:15 a.m. as we welcome gospel artist Kiara Sheard Kelly to our Old Hickory Boulevard location. For more details, please visit MountZionNashville.org.
All of April, Jazz Night in America honors the latest class of NEA Jazz Masters. First up, singer-songwriter Cassandra Wilson.
I love digging inside of a lyric and turning it and twisting it so that it has a certain effect on the listener. And also an effect on me.
That's next time on Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. Catch Jazz Night in America every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m.
and Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. here at listener-supported Jazzy 88.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is being brought to you by Nashville State Community College.
Nashville State Community College, with over 80 programs preparing you to go right to work or transfer easily to a university after graduation. Increase your career earning potential with an associate degree or technical certificate earned at Nashville State. College credits earned at Nashville State can transfer to public and private four-year institutions. Academic, financial, and abundant support available. Nashville State Community College will give you a place of belonging. Apply today. Summer and fall registration starts April 4th. On-campus assistance available or visit nscc.edu. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Already Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. One sentence on it. Don't forget, the month of April is WFSK's Spring Fund Drive. We are nonprofit. We serve the community. We need your support, Nashville. Please make those checks payable to WFSK and put it in an envelope to WFSK. The address is 1017th Avenue North, Nashville, 37208, or you certainly can go online to WFSKFM.org and click where it says donate and hit it as many times as you want. Just get it in there. And this every donation to the station is tax deductible and allows us to be able to broadcast for 49 years. Without it, you're not hearing a thing on this signal at all. It's going to go quiet. So thank you for giving over the years, but please keep it up and don't stop. Now, this is the 411 Show's annual Women at the Cross Palm Sunday broadcast. Guest pastors are Reverend Geneva Hall, Reverend Dr. Geneva Hall of Good News Fellowship. And Dr. Hall, tell everybody where Good News Fellowship Church is located.
It's located at 1901 10th Avenue North.
And what time is today's service?
Today's service is at 11 o'clock, and they still have time to make it.
Okay, yes, y'all.
So I'd like to invite everyone out.
Yeah, they have most definitely have time to make it.
They have time.
Yes, ma'am, they do. They can hear you and then get over there. And Reverend Dr. Erica Barr of Life Church International, happy to have you with us. Tell the audience where you're located and what time your service starts today.
Thank you. Thank you, Lady Kay. Our service starts at 10 o'clock, and it's promptly over at 11:30. We're located at 620 Brentwood East Drive, Nashville, Tennessee, on the area code, excuse me, zip code 37211. Mm-hmm. Those not familiar, it's in the corner of Nolensville Road and Old Hickory Boulevard, right at the intersection next door to Chick-fil-A and across the street from Prince's Hot Chicken. So,
okay.
All visitors as well to come.
Okay. Now, Dr. Hall, if you come in to on 10th from, can you get there from Rosale to get to your location, Rosale Parks Boulevard?
Yes, you can. I'm trying to think of the street you turn on, because you would turn on the street that runs, it turns into Buchanan Street.
Right.
And go down, you turn right on 10th. And you can't miss us. We're on the left, one block, down 10th.
Okay.
And I would like to throw in this, too.
Yes, ma'am.
When you come to the news, that we start at 11, and we're out at 12:30.
Okay.
So you won't have to stay there all day.
Amen.
You get the message, and you can go on,
amen.
And you'll be blessed.
Yes, amen. and you know, I'm always in favor of that, because you just, you know,
uh-huh.
I've, when you hear have been fed, spiritually, you know, you're ready to put it to action. And Dr. Barton, did you have a church announcement this week for something coming up?
Thank you. So we have some great things. Of course, we have our resurrection service that we're planning for, a community event. We're giving away food and on Saturday, the day before resurrection. We'll be going out into the hungry, the homeless area. But then also we have a women's tea. I want to get that out right now. That's going to be happening the day before Mother's Day on May 7th. And we're going to have a women's tea auction and etiquette course that's going to be on that Saturday as well, and that's May 7th. And if those that want more information can call 615-485-4106, and it is required for reservations, and there is a fee for it. Luncheon is concluded, tea. It's just a great event we're going to have, and I'm excited about it. So I want to invite all the women, all the leaders, Dr. Hall, love for you to come, Lady K, I'd love for you to be there. So we just want to make a space for women and kind of want to bring back the excitement about being dressed up and being ladylike again.
All right.
That's becoming a fad.
Yeah, truly.
And teaching our young women, our young ladies, about proper etiquette. I believe even if you don't want to enter that realm, there's sometimes God will put you in a place where it's you need to know the decorum. And even if you don't practice it every day, you just need to know it. In case you're invited to be at the president's table, you know what fork, what spoon to use. You know that. And so I believe that we empower our community by equipping them with information, and how they choose to use it is up to them, but at least we've given it to them. Yeah. As what you're doing, you're providing the platform for us to give the information out about women's history, about how prolific they were in the ministry of who Jesus was and carrying out the ministry. Yeah. So I just wanted everyone to attend that. And thank you for that opportunity.
Of course. And I will tell the community at large, as well as both of you, that in the future, if you have any church announcements, I have a special email address set up specifically for that here. It's psawfsk@fisk.edu, where I receive them in, and it's been thin lately. So if you all want to send...
Absolutely.
Yeah, just going to do it, you know, because I say all the time, I take my church announcement seriously. And X, this one you forwarded me from somebody, was it named Brandon or something?
That's correct.
Okay, what's his last name?
I've got to check. Is that the one
McConnell
from...
McConnell or somebody like that?
Yeah, McConnell.
Okay, he must be a member of this church that's on this flyer. This came this week, and that is on April 22nd. The Impact Church is having a pastoral installation and consecration on the 22nd at 7. And that's Pastor Derek Faison. And, you know, he's been on the round table with us before. And they are at 705 Rivergate Parkway out in Goodlettsville. And the officiant is Bishop T.D. Jakes. So you make sure that you get a chance to, for the pastoral installation and consecration of Derek Faison. Now, if you know him or you go to that church, tell him you heard it on WFSK and Sharon K and them, okay? Y'all need to tell this stuff sometimes so people will say, I heard, yes, you heard, and pass the word on to others. Anyway, now, back to our subject at hand. We are talking about Jesus' ministry and the various women that were with him at the cross. And Dr. Barr, before the break, I ask you to specifically speak on some of the women who moved you and who move you, and some of what their roles were.
Thank you so much. So, and again, thank you for the opportunity. So there were three specifically of the women that were at the cross that are... I would say impactful to me. One of course was Mary. All of them were Mary that I'm talking about. Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, and then Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, or Josephus. So I want to talk about Mary first, because of course that was the birthing of who Christ was. She carried the message long before anyone heard the message. She And so I want to talk about her because really her presence at that cross, not just the cross, but the whole entirety of Jesus' ministry, she was not just noticeable, she was very prevalent in that. So she, to me, symbolizes the Old Testament, because the Old Testament is really what Jesus says to us, what I've not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. It represents the law, how Jesus in the New Testament even came to fruition. So her significance at the cross was not just that she was the mother, but she was representation of the old, the origination of the relationship that God had with mankind, and then the resolution that needed to be made. Now, there was Mary, also the mother of James and Joseph, which was very political. She was extremely political. If you know, if you mentioned her first, we know about that she went to Jesus initially and asked, well, where are my sons going to be? Can they be on the right hand? And, you know, can one of them sit on the side? So she was all about the bringing the political, or really bringing the Old Testament and the New Testament together and merging them. So that's her significance there at the cross. And then we have Mary Magdalene, which we know people called her the prostitute, but we don't know that for sure. But we do know that she was delivered from seven demons that were cast out of her. Her name really, a seven signifies the completion. So when Jesus at that cross said, it is finished, in other words, I made the transition from the Old Testament, the political, or the merging together of James and John, or the Old and the New Testament, and then we have Mary, now Magdalene, who's like, she's been delivered from those things, and now it's been made complete. She's whole now. And so they have been a continuum. Actually, Mary, the mother of James and John, was the sister-in-law of Mary, the mother of Jesus. So we see the fluidity there. And oftentimes we focus on just the physical presence of the women, but they were very significant. Each one of their names were Mary, which derived from the Hebrew word of Miriam, which we know Miriam was who caused division with the law of Moses, because she was like, I can hear from God. So there was a division even over the fact that there was a woman in ministry back then. So this is nothing new. We understand that. But it was necessary because she also was saying, okay, I can hear from God. I can lead God's people as well. But there was the order in which sometimes we're before our time. First Lady, I'm going to call you First Lady of the radio, but Lady Sharon, you were saying that there was such a emptiness, a void of speaking about women in ministry. First of all, because most people that preach based upon their bias and preach on the bias of their women. Period. That's everybody.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's not that even they preach the gospel, they preach the gospel according to their bias.
Yeah.
And so we have to be careful as women that we just don't solely focus on the fact of I'm trying to bring notoriety to women's presence, although it's absolutely needed. Our idea, a whole presence, is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes. That's it. Yes. And so if that comes through me as a woman, and I bring it and fashion it in a way that's palatable for you, that's okay. But I'm not preaching the gospel of women. I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus.
Right.
And so what the Jesus did is he's letting them know that he didn't have a man there at the end, at his feet, saying, it is finished. He had women there symbolizing the church. So we're so prolific. I mean, the church is us. That's the bottom line. We are the church. It is. He identifies the church. He identifies it as a woman, as a bride.
Yeah.
And that man loving the bride, because the man initiated the law, and which made it so difficult, not just for women, but for all mankind. But it was the inclusion of saying, women are significant. Understand what the church means. That brings cohesiveness, that brings even the Old Testament to the New Testament, that brings a conclusion to the diversity, or should I say, the biases that they had. There was a political agenda, which, again, Mary, she was the wife of Cleopas, who was a political person in that time. He was very politically motivated. So his wife comes in with this, okay, let's see how we can position ourselves so that we can be influential in whatever kingdom Jesus is going to establish here. So when we understand that, sometimes we have to look at it more than just the physical presence of who we were, but also how Jesus used us specifically and exclusively to explain the whole origin of Old Testament, New Testament, and then the together of them both. So
Hold, because see, you're about to step into my next questions. Hold up. Because the reason why is because you are almost leading to what on the other side. Dr. Hall, when we come back from the break, I want you to give your the women in Jesus' ministry that you feel have been inspiring to you personally or their role, and explain, because the roles of the women are so significant if you think in terms of how today's modern day church looks, because a lot of them is full of women in there. And you know, so I mean, obviously we have an important place in the kingdom work, and so I want you to talk about that, Reverend Hall, on the other side. And I'm going to pick up some of what you said, Dr. Barr, as well, try to squeeze that in, because that was leading to the next area that I was going to be talking about. This is the Women at the Cross broadcast, and if you have a question or comment, you want to be in the discussion, please do. We're significant in our work, and you know, if the Lord Jesus didn't think so, we wouldn't have been there. And I'm grateful that these women had their roles and were there with him to the bitter end. Thank God that someone was there with Jesus on the cross to the bitter end. This is the annual 401 Show Women at the Cross Palm Sunday broadcast. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
This weekend, all blues time in the city, Wilson Meadows.
First of all, stay in school.
They have some good advice. The crooner, Wilson Meadows, is talking this weekend.
And that information never gets back here.
April is International Guitar Month, so we're showing the late Luther Allison much love of his guitar. And we'll play the best in Southern Soul and Old School Blues. Join me on Rosina Bailey for Blues Time in the City this weekend, right here. Catch Blues Time in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you in part by Mount Zion Baptist Church.
Mount Zion Baptist Church, Nashville, celebrates the 30th pastoral anniversary of Bishop Joseph W. Walker III for 30 years of leadership, love, and legacy. Celebrate with us in person or virtually via YouTube or Facebook Sunday, April 10th at 11:15 a.m. as we welcome gospel artist Kiara Sheard Kelly to our Old Hickory Boulevard location. For more details, please visit MountZionNashville.org.
Tossed Trash is back. T-Dot spends $19 million a year picking it up. That's because there are over 100 million pieces of it on our beautiful Tennessee roadways. Talking Trash is great because it's the show that's going to end littering in Tennessee. We need everyone to join the Nobody Trashes Tennessee movement. Conveniently located at NobodyTrashesTennessee.com. And watch my show, Talking Trash, the show featuring actual Talking Trash.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Transportation, the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is being brought to you by Nashville State Community College.
Nashville State Community College, with over 80 programs preparing you to go right to work or transfer easily to a university after graduation. Increase your career earning potential with an associate degree or technical certificate earned at Nashville State. College credits earned at Nashville State can transfer to public and private four-year institutions. Academic, financial, and abundant support available. Nashville State Community College will give you a place of belonging. Apply today. Summer and fall registration starts April 4th. On-campus assistance available or visit nscc.edu. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, in Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK, historic Fisk University. And the start of this morning has been rather cool, but it's going to be lovely this afternoon. 78 degrees, you all. I know you're going to enjoy that as you move around on this Palm Sunday in the city. 58 tonight, chance for showers about 20, and it goes up to about 50% for tomorrow, 71. But this week, we have chances for showers almost every day up until Thursday when the sun comes back. But the temperatures are going to be up, which 70s and near 80, which could call for some severe weather. We'll have to see as the days go by. But it's going to be a lovely day today. Sunny and 78, and you can get to the services of both of these congregations that are guests on the show today. Reintroducing Reverend Dr. Geneva Hall of Good News Fellowship Church, and Dr. Hall, located where here in North Nashville?
Yes.
What's your address of the church?
1901 10th Avenue North. We're right at the corner of 10th and Coffee Street. If you know the Cannon Street and Clay Street, the first block come down, and you look to your left, and that's Church Faith is Concord Street, but our address is 1901 10th Avenue.
Oh, okay.
North.
All right. Excellent.
If you miss us, and I would love to see someone come out and visit us, and when you come out, please let me know that you heard me on this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
You're so welcome.
Yes, yes. And if you see her in the coming days and weeks, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, y'all can do that. Because and they're listening. I know Nashville. And right. Reverend Dr. Erica Barr of Life Church International, where is it located? What time is your service today?
Thank you again. We are located 620 Brentwood East Drive, and that's Nashville, Tennessee, 37211. We're on the corner of Old Hickory Boulevard and Nolensville Road, and it's Life Church International. Our service starts promptly at 10 o'clock, and we're all over at 11:30. So we invite all the community to come and participate, and we'd love to see everybody.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Yes. Now, Dr. Hall, before the break, the question that I asked was, who are, in your mind, the women that were in not just at the Cross for Jesus Ministry, that inspire you? And then why do they inspire you, and what role do they play in the Jesus Ministry?
All right, if I may kind of piggyback off Dr. Barr, the three marriages, and we know that there were, you know, other women, one thing I want to say about these three marriages, they really, Mary, the mother of Christ, really touched my heart. And I think, you know, she would touch the heart of every mother, because she was there at the cross while her son was going through. And, you know, we know that the seven last words of him on the cross. But, you know, when I think of him on the cross and having to take the beating, mm-hmm. actually a beating for us. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't take it for himself because he had no sin. What they used to beat him, or it was said to whip him, was wide leather strap, long strap. Mm-hmm. And they put something sharp in there. As if that wouldn't hurt enough, they either put nails or sometimes they put glass. Mm-hmm. And even when they would draw back and hit him, mm-hmm. we have, if they had glass, we know glass had to end up in his body. Because mm-hmm. they didn't just try to unwrap that whip, mm-hmm. they jerked it back, mm-hmm. which would tear his flesh even more. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to talk about, I said every mother, like mothers, I married the mother of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I think of myself, and I think of other mothers. If they had to be at the foot of the cross, mm-hmm. and watching them do to their son, mm-hmm. what they did to Mary's son, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So the thing about it, I think about how much they were hitting him and flipping him. But yet, for a mother, you are tearing up our hearts when you mistreat our children. Mm-hmm. You know, and I knew she had to be hurting and mm-hmm. wanted to do something, but yet she did not do anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure when she looked around, and another person was there at the cross, we know that the three Marys were there, but there was John. It was believed to be John, the one that Jesus loved, the word said. Mm-hmm. He was there. These things had to take place, mm-hmm. because Jesus hanging on the cross, but yet looking at his mother. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine tears running all down. Mm-hmm. And John had to be there because Jesus, knowing, you know, he was dying, and it was believed at this time that Joseph had already passed. Mm. So now here's his mother. What Jesus did from the cross was he took care of his mother, and that says to us that every person ought to take care of your mother. Amen. And so he took care of her, and he said, son, behold our mother. Mother, behold your son. Son, look at your mother. Mother, look at your son. I even though I'm dying on the cross, I can't be there with you. But if you still have someone to take you to his home and take care of you. And I thank God for that. I'm glad that John didn't go away like the other disciples.
excitement.
Amen.
We stayed there, you know, and I think about women. We are women, and we are strong, and God has made us this way.
Amen.
And I thank God, and as I was saying earlier, I thank God that I'm strong enough to keep on going, because I know that God is with me.
Yes.
You know, I can make it. You know, I can make it if the people leave me. But I just can't make it if I didn't have the Lord on my side.
Amen.
If I didn't have him to watch over me and to hold me in his right hand of righteousness and to tell me, it doesn't matter. I don't want people to think that I'm doing a pity party. I have never had a pity party over anybody to leave the church because it's their loss. I want to. I don't want to be the only one. When I go to heaven, I want to see people that I preach to, or witness to, or evangelize that are there too because of what I've done. That my working and my living is not in vain.
Amen.
That's so true. Anyway, do you mind if I stay for just a second? I know what you were saying, Dr. Hall, you know, about the experiences of that mother, as the mother of and the pain that she must have endured, and the significance of her being at that altar. I mean, it was the altar at his feet, at the cross. And I was thinking about even the significance of her name, period. The word Miriam, you know, signifies that it means that it's bitter. There's a portion of the relationship that we have with God that our experience has been bitter. It's not always going to be good. It's not always going to be that we're on the high point.
Oh, yeah.
It also is as the scripture indicates, that it means a portion of rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
There are parts of relationship with God will rebel against the word, rebel against the law of God. But then it also is defined as being beloved. And so those three Marys represented that very thing at the cross. There will be a bitterness in your relationship with him. There'll be a time when you get to know Jesus and that people that you thought were with you will leave, and family members will ostracize you, that the world will now convict you because of your relationship. There will be a point of rebelliousness where our nature will want to rebel against what the call of God is, or what the will of God is, or people will rebel against what God is requiring for us to do.
Yeah.
And then there was a point where he says, okay, but you are my beloved.
Yeah.
And so the beloved is come to peace. That's in any relationship, really. We'll have a place where it's a bitter in a marriage. It can be rebellion in a marriage. It can be the place that once you go on through that, you understand that the honeymoon phase is over, and now there is a loving relationship that you have, that both of you understand who you are and what your assignment is in that relationship.
Yeah.
And so if anything, as far as the takeaway from this, and I think our listeners would agree, is that we need to understand our significance in God. Lady K, you know, as you mentioned, we have been considered insignificant as far as what we've heard. We've not heard that even with people, you know, a black presence in the Bible, that was unheard of because of what we were taught through the bias of a Caucasian lens.
Yeah.
So we have to understand there's so much significance that so much information that is in the Word that is so very plain, but we've just not been taught it. We've not delved into it into extent. What this platform does for us, it provides a venue for people to hear it.
And
to see the knowledge. So thank you for that.
Okay, you're welcome.
And as you were saying, Dr. Barr, if I may go on and,
yes,
you know, it lets us know that, as you said, that life is not going to always be Sunday, so to speak. We're going to have to go through some things.
Yes, Lord.
But the significance of this Mary being there and the other Mary, sometimes when we look at the disciples here, and I'm not trying to talk them down, but they left.
Yes.
But the idea is to go through. And we have to learn that when that days come our way, don't leave the situation.
Amen.
We have to learn how, praise God, to go through whatever comes our way.
Oh, yes.
Because if God has allowed those things, and once we go through, we become stronger. And I thank God for all the things. You know, if I look back over my life, you know, that, as the songwriter said, there have been some good times and some bad times.
Oh, yes.
But I can't complain.
No, ma'am.
I still have to tell the Lord, thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Because and when I look back and I ask the listening audience, those that are saved, have accepted Jesus Christ in your life.
Yes.
When have you grown the most? When the times were good or when you were going through?
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to have to put a pause right there because I'm out of time. So when I get you two back together, amen, we will have to pick up there because there's some area I want to talk about healing. And just the lifting up of these women in that their role was insignificant and nobody knew
it. Right.
But still, we as women of today, our role is very, very important in keeping our family together, our communities together, and supporting the ministries that we're a part of. And we hope you will attend some of these services today.
That was some tag team preaching this morning.
It really was.
I'm telling
like,
you.
The clock is
that was
like.
Some tag
it
team
was.
Right
I
there.
Mean, the clock was killing me. I'm like, clock, shut up. We have much to say and two powerful speakers. And have run out of time. So I'm asking both of you all, please, as you close us up in a very quick prayer to Dr. Hall, give us your church location one more time.
I'm Good News Fellowship Church is located at 1901. 10th Avenue North.
Okay, 10th Avenue North.
Y'all and I missed it.
Google that.
On the corner of 10th and Coffee.
GPS that. And Dr. Barr, co-pastor's Life Church International, where are you located?
We're located at 620 Brentwood East Drive, Nashville, Tennessee, 37211. And everyone that comes for their first time, they also get fed for free for first-time visitors. We are... so we invite everyone to be there at 10 o'clock,
yes.
And services at 11:30.
Okay. All right. Now, you know both of them's locations, and I hope that the sisters and the brothers, young and old, will participate in the worship services today, Palm Sunday, because they're going to have service on high today. I can already tell.
Amen.
And having said that, Dr. Hall, I need you to do a short prayer, and Erica, you're going to close us up in our closing prayer, and then we have to go. So, Dr. Hall, please.
All right. I want to say right quick on the Wednesday night Bible studies at 5 p.m. Let us pray. This morning, our Heavenly Father, we just come in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Elder Lawson and Lady Kay having me on today, having us on today. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you to touch each person, touch them, touch the radio station, everybody there, touch every person that's listening right now, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for the opportunity, and Father, we give you all honor and praise for every woman, every man, every child listening to this station today.
Amen.
Let the words that have been spoken today encourage, uplift, cause someone to have hope. I thank you, God, for strengthening. I thank you for financial support for the radio station.
Amen.
And let every need be met as well.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Not only that this season will honor the resurrection, but that will give their hearts to Christ, that will serve Jesus with the fullness and know the beauty of holiness. We pray this in Jesus' name, and we say amen.
Amen. And just a reminder to you, that today, Palm Sunday, marks the beginning of Holy Week, historically the most sacred time of the year for Christians. Palm Sunday recalls an event in the Christian scripture of Jesus entering into Jerusalem and being greeted by the people waving palm branches. For Christians, it is a reminder of the welcoming of Jesus into our hearts and our willingness to follow him. You all have the very best of the best Palm Sunday. And don't forget who loves you.
You've been listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station and its management.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.